lead poisoning can cause brain damage. And so we really want to help kids succeed. And if we have less exposure across the population, we're going to see a lot more success in school, a lot more success in life.
That's Paul Hahn, Executive Director with the Healthy Homes Coalition of Western Michigan. He's also on the Michigan Child Lead Elimination Commission. The commission's charge is hosting two forums along with the Kent County Health Department. They're seeking input on their five-year action plan.
These are folks that are taking a really high-level view on what can be done to address this particular issue. So it's really a listening session to hear from local communities about what's going to work for them.
The forums will be held May 31st at the Kent County Health Department, one from 3 to 5:30 and the second from 6 to 8:30 p.m. The commission's action plan will build upon the work of the former Child Lead Poisoning Elimination Board. The goal is a state free of lead exposure for Michigan children.
We know that the last year for which we have data, 2016, that there were 617 kids with elevated blood lead levels in Kent County. And a real strong concentration in three zip codes in the city of Grand Rapids, where about two-thirds of those kids live.
Hahn says there will also be a series of forums in addition to the two in Kent County. They will be held in all regions of the state from May through July of this year. Then the commission will prioritize options and comments from the public input.
At the end of the day, we are looking for suggestions of things that will result in less kids with elevated blood levels in the state of Michigan. We'd like to get to zero. We'd like to see no kids lead poisoned, and it's going to take all hands on deck. Many, many, many bright ideas to solve that particular problem.
Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.